Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, where we'll bring you fascinating guests from around the world on subjects of mind, body, spirit, as well as current events that are affecting us all. I'm Susie Pabor, and I'll be your host this evening. Tonight, we have a special guest, Richard Gordon. He's the founder of Quantum Touch. And for those of you that are new to Quantum Touch, it's a technique of using what's called life force energy. And it's a powerful form of healing energy that helps so many people around the world, as well as their pets. And it is so easy to learn. I have some firsthand experience with it. So you're welcome during the show to call the call-in line and ask Richard your questions. And that number is 818-337-0013. And again, 818-337-0013. So I'm excited to hear what Richard has to say, so I'm going to bring him on right now. Let's get him on the air. Let's see, Richard, do we have you here?
Yes, I do. Good to be here, Susie.
Oh, great. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show this evening. And I just wanted to share with our listeners that, as I said, I do have firsthand experience with using your techniques, and it's just absolutely incredible. It's easy, and it's just done so many helpful things to so many people. So thank you for that, yes.
Hey, thank you. It's a pleasure bringing the work out there.
Yeah, we got to get the word out, and it's really wonderful. So why don't we start off by explaining to our folks what Quantum Touch is all about.
Well, Quantum Touch is a form of energy healing. It uses breathing and body awareness to raise our own vibration. We're using the energy that the Chinese call qi and the Japanese call ki and the yogis call prana, this life force energy that naturally flows through all of us. We don't have any attunements or symbols or woo-woo. We're just really using the natural life force energy that flows through us with our love, using breathing and body awareness exercises to raise that vibration. Once we've raised the vibration, we, in the basic work, we put our hands on the part of the body that's affected. It's a technique we call the where does it hurt technique. And we run the energy, that means we're using breathing and sweeping to move the energy through the affected tissue. And then what happens is their body intelligence uses the energy as it deems necessary, not my thoughts of what need to be done, but its idea of what needs to be done to accelerate the healing process, to bring down pain and inflammation, to work on organs, glands, and systems, and you name it. Even bones spontaneously align by doing this work.
Yes, and it's amazing. You know, you mentioned love, and I remember way back when I took your class that part of it was putting into it love, thinking of something that you love very dearly. I thought,
yes,
of my kitty. And it was amazing while doing the breathing techniques and so forth, and then putting that energy of love into it, the amplification that happened with the energy I felt in my hands was just amazing. And it's still a wonder to me what this is all about, why we're here, and to see something like an emotion like love be so powerful.
Yes. Well, you know, from the point of view of people who are connected to spirituality, love is the primary force of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're using that primary energy of what we are, then it's a natural communicator to everything on all levels. And so no matter what kind of condition you're working on, their body knows how to use that energy to its best advantage. We like to say that the healer was the one who was sick and got well, and a great healer was someone very sick who got well quickly, in that we understand that we really don't know how to heal anything. I don't know how to heal a cut on a finger. Mm-hmm. No one really understands that stuff.
Yeah,
but what we can do is create the field of energy to let that accelerated healing take place.
We accelerate the body's own natural ability to heal itself.
We give the body the energy and the information to do its own self-healing in an accelerated fashion.
Yes.
But we're not actually doing the healing, which is kind of strange because, you know, they're known as healers and there's all this razzmatazz about them that, oh, my God, he's a healer. No, not really. I'm just holding the space for you. I'm holding the energy for you to do your own healing.
Right. And like you explained, where we raise our vibration to a very high frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And people who have illnesses that may be running on a low frequency, it's almost like a magnet where the low energy vibration reaches up to the high vibration, and that's part of the healing process that goes on.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
And then we see a wide range of things that are so far away from what most human beings have ever seen, imagined, or thought possible, that I continue to be astounded decade after decade after decade.
Yes, and, you know, as far as people that talk about, well, they can't quite be convinced if it's something they can't see, as far as energy healing. You know, it's the same to me, Richard, as prayer. It's just worded differently. They're tapping into a universal source, God, different names for it, and they're tapping into that energy with love and intention and bringing it through. And doing it using this method is just amazing. I'm going to share a quick story.
Sure.
If I can not get choked up, it hits home. So. But it's just quite the story. And that is that Quantum Touch used to be in Kauai, based in Kauai, and they moved over to San Luis Obispo temporarily for a while till they're now in Santa Monica. When you moved to San Luis Obispo, my father got very ill, and he had surgery.
Oh, no.
And so he went into a coma. And he was hooked up to everything imaginable and was just going downhill, downhill, downhill. So I went up there and I was sending energy the best I could because, you know, it's difficult when you're in the middle of the emotions. But I did that. And because of that, because of being tied in, it just so happened I knew that you guys were behind the hospital, and I went over there, and they graciously said they would do a healing circle that night on my father, distant healing, which I would love to get into talking about.
Sure.
And the next day, Richard, my father's eyes opened. It was amazing. Yeah. This is not great for a host to get so choked up, but what can I say? It happened years ago, and I still get choked up about it. But it's a story to share. That's why I felt it's so important to share this with the audience, because
well,
it can help so many people they love. Yeah.
Energetically, it is similar to prayer. But unlike most prayer, not all prayer, but unlike most prayer, we see things happening like immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a woman who lives in Hawaii, and she told me recently that every single time a newborn is born with a badly misshapen head, she just does the work now and the head immediately reshapes. She said whenever the babies are born with breathing problems, she does the work and the breathing problems immediately clear up. We're seeing, you know, I heard a story recently from a woman who and by the way, these are all YouTube videos we just put up recently,
okay.
A woman who had severely bowed legs, and she could never take dance classes as a child. She's probably in her 60s right now. She had one, she took one quantum touch class, and the first day students worked on her. When she got home that night, she realized she no longer had both legs. And to realize that, you know, a birth deformity could be transformed by first day students in minutes.
Yeah.
So energetically, it feels very much like prayer, except we just keep seeing things happening like immediately to realize that our love is really powerful, and we can bring it out there into the world now. And we have these abilities that we didn't even know about that are waiting for us to discover them.
Oh, that's just amazing. And it really is. And it does sound hard to believe for people who haven't tried it or people who haven't used these techniques. It's really amazing, and there's so many testimonials. And that's what I love about this modality is that it's very, very simple. And you don't need
a lot of exterior things.
Yeah, yes.
It's so easy to learn. People can just pick it up. They can... watch our online video, they can read a book, they can take a live workshop. The live workshop, of course, is the optimum way because you have the teacher right there. The online video is really great because it's divided into segments and you can watch it as often as you like. And basically all the questions will be answered because that's how it's been set up, so that it will answer all the questions. The book is great because I don't hold anything back. You can learn it immediately by reading the book.
Mm-hmm.
It's a basic human skill that allows ordinary people to have extraordinary power.
Yes, it does. And it's just wonderful that you have it online now, because I know you can't have possibly enough teachers to teach around the world, and this way everybody around the world can tune into this and learn about it. So that's wonderful. I see that our caller lines are building up, so if you wouldn't mind, Richard, would it be all right to pull some
lines? Certainly, of course.
Okay, let's see. We've got somebody right here in the 804 area code. 804, are you there?
Yes, hi, good evening.
Hi, welcome to the show. You have a question for Richard?
Yes, my name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia, and I'm just learning the power of the mind to heal the body. It's quite amazing. I have a lot of medical conditions, and I'm living from my heart, and I'm in the full power in what I'm doing for my mission in this life, I feel, and in helping others. I find that helps me in my own healing of myself, too. I was wondering what he thought about that.
Well, I couldn't say it better. That's exactly what I think we should be doing. We should be living our passion from our heart, and the process of serving and helping others enriches us and makes us feel like we're on track, because that's what we're truly here to do. You know, it's interesting, the evolution, you know, 100 million years ago, they found Tyrannosaurus rex fossils with tooth marks in their faces. And they could only have come from other Tyrannosaurus who were fighting over sex and real estate. And so what happens is we have to move from the jungle mentality of more for me now and it's all mine and I'm not going to share anything, into a compassionate way of living, or else we will go extinct, because we can't continue to overpopulate the planet without consequence. And we have to be able to move from that jungle mentality. And what you said about living from your heart and doing things from your heart, this is the only solution that can allow us to perpetuate and continue to create a beautiful earth and to have a future for ourselves.
That's amazing, because I actually composed a little poem many years ago. It's titled Caring, Sharing. It's only 3 lines long, and it reads,
please.
If you dare to care, then share. If you share, pay heed. God will reward every good deed. I think it sort of sums up what life should be all about.
Oh, that's very nice.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for sharing that.
And I'm empowering words now, too. I gave a word to a very special woman down in Florida who's holding a spot of unconditional love in her heart for the world, and I've extended my unconditional love and support of that to her, and she's accepted. But I gave her the word joy, and she actually picked up a website for it. And I said, if you extend each of those letters of the word and create another word from each of those letters. It has a secret meaning to the word joy, and that is Jesus optimizes you.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. That was really beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
From the 804 area code. That was really nice. Yes, and before we take another caller, Richard, that brings me to talking about healers and healers wanting to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And we see so many modalities used where we see the healer drained, feeling like they're picking up on the energy, but not with quantum touch. You want to explain how?
I won't go into the details, but essentially I've talked to many practitioners of many modalities who have told me that from time to time they get tired or drained from doing a session. And it happens to massage practitioners as well because they don't have a way of raising their vibration. Now, we like to say that when two things vibrate at different frequencies, one of three things happen. Either the low frequency goes up to match the high one goes down to match the low one, or they meet in the middle somewhere. Now, untrained practitioners who are doing energy healing or massage may help the other person come up, but they may get tired or drained in the process, so they're meeting in the middle somewhere. The quantum touch practitioner never gets tired or drained doing the work because you're using breathing and body awareness connected to your love and bringing the energy up, and then the other person is in your field, and they have to come up and match you all the time. You're not going down to match them. They're always coming up to match you. And as a result of that, you don't see that tired and drained thing happen.
Right. Okay.
One other little point about that is if you want to see an energy practitioner, here's a good question to ask. You ask, how do you feel at the end of a long day? And if they say, I sacrificed myself to help humanity, and I'm tired, but I get recovered by the next day, run away. Don't see that person. If you talk to the person and say, oh, my God, I feel so overwhelming love by the end of the day, I have so much energy, it takes me an extra hour to go to sleep, great. Book with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And be the last person of the day to see them because their energy is going to get higher and higher throughout the day. That's how it's supposed to work, where the energy keeps building up. And the practitioner is actually doing a session on themselves throughout the day.
Yes.
So the practitioner actually receives the healing in the process of giving.
Exactly.
So you're not sacrificing yourself and being a martyred saint in the process.
Exactly. And bringing up your vibration through the day as opposed to riding in traffic during the day, even if you're not using healing energy on someone, to practice raising your vibration like that using those techniques, it can only just be so fantastic for you. And and the more you practice, the more you get in tune with it, which in a little while we'll bring the audience through a little tiny exercise so they can kind of experience what that's about. In the meantime, we've got another caller, Richard. Bring him on here in the 306 area code. Welcome to the show. Are you there? 306. Oh, maybe they are there listening. So let's go on to the next one, area code 574. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
No, that was me.
Oh, that was you. How are you, Richard?
I was trying to say hello there. Yeah, I was trying to get them to speak up.
Yeah, we've got a lot of callers, and maybe they're just in to listen by phone. Let's see. We've got 801 area code. Are you on the air here? Okay, well, we've got a lot of callers from around the nation, but we don't have any questions on as of now.
I guess they're wanting to listen in at this point.
Yes, they're wanting to listen in. They're very intrigued. So, well, I guess this would be a good time for us to maybe try out. Maybe you could bring us through a little bit of an exercise that everybody at home can.
Yeah, here's a way to start feeling the life force energy. It actually feels very much like your own internal sensation, but that's how we start. And the exercise goes like this. If you're not driving a vehicle and you can concentrate and close your eyes, or heavy machinery, as they like to say, what you can do is hold a finger up in the air and see if you're able to feel inside your finger. Feel the blood flowing inside your finger. See if you can feel how the skin wraps around the finger. Maybe you can even feel the tendons that move the finger, or the blood pulsing through your finger. See if you can feel how the fingernail attaches to the back of your finger. Maybe you can feel underneath your fingernail. That's interesting. Maybe imagine that you're gently stroking your finger with a feather. Try stroking the underside of your finger. Try stroking the back of your finger. And so here's the question. Do you feel more sensation in your finger? Does it feel like a buzzing, a tingling, a vibrating, a pulsing? Does it feel like heat, throbbing, any sensation at all? If you're able to generate any sensation whatsoever, you have succeeded at being able to move the life force energy. Now see if you can breathe into your finger, like you're actually breathing through your finger. The inhalation and the exhalation are coming through your finger. And if that increases the sensation, you're primed to learn how to move this energy through your body in various patterns and waves using various breathing techniques, and that will allow you to start doing the healing work. Now, regardless of your philosophical or spiritual orientation, it doesn't matter, because we're all made of the essence of love. And when you do this exercise and connect with your love, you will start seeing extraordinary healing taking place. So that's a very simple exercise people can do. And for those who didn't feel anything whatsoever and think, oh no, I failed and I can't do this, that's not true either. Because about 5 or 10% of the people who take the workshops can never feel anything. And they can still do the work wonderfully well, because feeling is not the only way of doing it. There are many people who can do it without generating sensation. And incidentally, a lot of those people who practice the work do eventually, within days or maybe a year or two, develop the kinesthetic awareness to be able to feel it quite excellently. It just takes a little longer for them. And some people continue to work without the sensation, and it works well too. But the sensation is very helpful for most people to make it easier to do the work.
Wow. I don't know if you guys felt it, but I sure did. It's just amazing. And, you know, and it reminds me of one thing that the teacher had said, and that was, once you feel that energy flowing, get out of the way. Now,
sure.
Can you get into that a little bit as well, as far as getting out of the way and kind of sending it like a, once it starts flowing, it knows what to do, it knows where to go, and you don't have to worry about it?
Well, you just said it. The body intelligence takes over and does the work. And if you think you have to direct it, it's just kind of being a control freak, because it doesn't work that way. It's like, you know,
mm-hmm.
Now explain to me, how did you digest your lunch today? I want to know. Tell me every detail about that. How did you distribute that swallow of water that you had to 100 trillion cells? Explain it to me, Lucy. You know, we don't know how we do this stuff. We really don't have a clue. And even though people like to feel like they're in control and they understand everything, we live in a society that likes to dominate through understanding and information, when the truth is the world doesn't really work that way. Much of what happens is about the allowance and the flow of energy. And so when I showed this work to Dr. Norman Shealy, for example, the founding president of the American Holistic Medical Association, he wanted to know how it was going to work on his most difficult chronic pain patients, people with 20 and 30 years of constant pain, who had never been helped by any traditional or alternative therapy. So I trained his entire staff how to run the energy. And we gave these people 1 hour really long, deep sessions, group sessions, and every one of them had between a 30 and 70% reduction of their pain from a single session that was lasting. And to see this kind of relief on people who had never been helped by 20 or 30 years of any any modality whatsoever, whether traditional or untraditional, was just astounding to see that happen. And that's why Norm Shealy wrote the foreword to my book and called it the first technique that may truly allow us all to become healers.
Yes, it's really something else. It reminds me, I start to get flashes as you speak. You know, at the time, way back then, there were some healing circles going on for
mm-hmm.
students.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I don't know if that's still happening right now. But
sure, around the world.
Oh, that's fantastic. And
yeah.
I'll just explain what is really wonderful is that these healing circles that students set up to go practice on the public after they've taken a seminar, it's really great because you're just not really sure outside of class whether it works. And so it's a really wonderful thing. And this healing circle was listed up on the website. And from that, a rabbi found my name and my contact information. And, you know, just like you say, where you can feel like maybe mm-hmm. you're not capable of doing it or you don't think you can do it, I went to this rabbi's home, and it was a very, very, very sad situation because, unfortunately, the bulk of the public waits until the last resort. They've tried every kind of conventional medicine, and they're so sick that nothing worked, and they're so sick they come to you, and it really is hard. And if they would only open up to using this, even in conjunction with traditional medicine, it just, like you say, accelerates the healing.
Sure.
And this woman had gotten cancer, breast cancer, it metastasized throughout the period of treatment and everything. And when I came to her, a new student of Quantum Touch, I went and she had these grapefruit-sized tumors over her. And I thought, what am I supposed to do? And she had about seven little children hanging on her, mommy, mommy, and she was very, very sick and very, very nauseous and weak, and she couldn't sleep. And I just went there and said, well, you know, I'm going to just do what I've learned. And I actually gave a quick little session to her two friends that were there
sure.
to try to breathe through the hands like you just brought our audience through, that type of a thing, and to run it with their love and their just be an energy field for them. She fell asleep snoring within 5 minutes,
yeah.
and she woke up with no nausea, and her friend saw right in my hands two of her tumors shrink down more than half the size. Now, I don't know what happened. There were so many that she was so overcome with this. I don't know. And Richard, to be honest with you, I just didn't have the strength to go back more than two times. I had to hand it over to some other QT healer.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's very challenging emotionally for us to be around that much suffering. And not everybody's built for that. But, you know, it is such a gift to be able to do this. I recently interviewed one of my students who told me a story about her mom. And mom had lots of cancers. We've got this story called Cancer Pain Relief. And her mom she had multiple myeloma, she had liver cancer, she had lung cancer, she had skin cancer, and she was dying. And at first she thought, oh, this is about healing mom. But then she realized, no, this is mom's time. So instead of thinking that she was going to fix mom, because mom was elderly and very weak, she decided that it was about loving mom and being close to mom and having mom live her last days in peace and joy. And she was able to take all of mom's pain away.
Yes.
And the doctor would come by repeatedly and say, are you sure you don't want more morphine? And her mom would smile at the doctor and say, no, thank you, and then wink at her because it was their little secret that every time she felt pain, she'd just say to her daughter, okay, sweetie, work over here and work over there. And daughter was able to just continue taking mom's pain away like clockwork. And so it isn't always about the, quote, healing. Many times it's about the love. I remember being called to a hospital by a woman, and I said, I'll work on your dad, who had had hip replacement surgery, but they had botched the operation, and he was on dialysis, and he was dying. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'll come, but you've got to invite friends or family members who love him. Mm-hmm. And so she did. And I taught them right there in the hospital how to do healing.
Oh.
I hadn't felt so subversive since I was protesting the Vietnam War as teaching healing in a hospital. But
yeah.
We had to kind of hide it, you know, like, oh, we're not supposed to be here doing this stuff. Yeah. But this was the best stuff ever. And they worked on Dad, and it put him into a good mood for the first time in weeks. And he's kicking the covers off, and he's saying, you know, telling jokes and having a good time. Everybody continued to visit him for the next 2 weeks before he passed. But she said it was the most valuable experience of her life to be able to get close to Dad, because until I came, she could not get into her heart with her father because he would not go there. He was just being cranky and angry and in pain all the time. Mm-hmm. And he could, and so they got to spend a tremendous amount of intimate time sharing one-to-one their love in the time that he had left.
Oh, I have chills. That is just something that I'm sure is hitting home all over the place when they hear this story. That is something I didn't even think about, which is at least you're taking away some suffering. You can't always change their destiny, but to at least take away the suffering so they can have some quality time is wonderful.
Yeah, to be with their loved ones.
Yeah.
And then again, it helps children be born. It helps. Mm-hmm. I talked to one nurse who read my book, and she said this was the first pain-free childbirth she had ever seen since she started using Quantum Touch.
Oh, wow, that's a big one.
Then again, I interviewed a guy recently, and we got another video up on YouTube I just put up. This guy worked on a friend who had broken her little toe. And her little toe, he said, was bigger than her big toe and with such strange colors he had never seen before on a foot. And he ran energy into her toe for like, I don't know, it's maybe 20, 30 minutes. I can't remember exactly. It might have been 40. And he said he could actually watch the swelling go down radically during the session. That evening, she went dancing and had no pain whatsoever.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I believe it. You know, sometimes you have to see it to believe it. But when you do this, you do see wonderful things, as well as we haven't spoken about pets, which we're going to go to. I know that there's been a lot of people waiting in the call line, though. So if you don't mind, Richard,
sure.
I'm going to just grab them. Let's see if they're just listeners or they really have a question. Maybe they're just in awe about what you have to say. Let's see. Okay, we've got the 661 area code. Are you there? Okay, well, let's go ahead and go to somebody else. Okay, 803 area code. Are you with us?
I think these are just listeners.
Yes, I think so. Okay, well.
Well, that's fine. You can listen.
They just changed the dashboard, and
it's
going to be something we'll figure out. So, but in the meantime, okay, well, then that's great. Must be meant to be to go on, move into the pet owners and pet lovers.
Please.
Yeah, and now I've got a question for you. Since it can be so powerful when you start to get into those exercises of amplifying the energy. Is there a danger at all when you're working on little animals or babies?
None whatsoever. No.
Okay.
Not
That's
at all.
That's a question that I've gotten before. So
yeah, you know, this happened with Norman Shealy. This was something he discovered himself. Okay. And the way it worked was we were working on one of his most difficult chronic pain patients, and I'd been teaching him how to feel the sensations in his hands. And right in the middle of the session, he says, Richard, he said, I don't feel anything in my hands anymore. And I said, okay, take your hands away and see what you feel. He takes his hands off of her, and he goes, oh, my God, my hands are buzzing and tingling like crazy. I said, that's right, put them on. What do you feel? Nothing. I said, that's right. She has matched your vibration. He said, oh, my God, that means you can't give a person too much. I said, exactly, because when they match you, there's no more flow.
Okay.
And since you're not, since your headache is exploding, you're not going to make their head explode because they're just matching your vibration of your love and gratitude and the energy in your system. And then he said something that made the hair on the back of my neck stand up, and it was a beautiful thought. I'm still expecting to do this in my life at some point. He said, I want to see group quantum touch sessions given to every critical care patient around the world 24/7.
Wow.
Holy crap. When that happens, it's going to look like Star Trek science fiction.
They're scratching their heads, why are these people healing so quick? Yeah. That's amazing. I remember, and I would like to ask you about, back then they were starting to let a little bit of healing energy practitioner services come in and work on some patients. And it was a Kaiser Hospital, I think, was opening up to the idea of allowing energy healers to come in and work on these patients. And so... Since I'm wondering, have the hospitals opened up more to the idea of supplementing what they're doing with energy healing?
Some of them have a little bit. Some of them have opened up to Reiki practitioners coming in or therapeutic touch people coming in. We had one of our quantum touch people working at a hospital on post-surgical care patients, and it didn't take too long before the doctor said, you have to stop doing that to the patients. And she said, why? And he said, well, we can no longer predict how much pain medication to give them.
Isn't that something?
How tragic is that?
Yeah,
in other words,
it's really something.
Having to administer different amounts of pain medication based on their need did not sound as good as having the patients not need to use the medication in the first place. Maybe he worked for the drug companies or something.
Yeah, and there's a page on your website where people can look at these various testimonials of incredible stories. I know I want to let people know again, the website is www.quantumtouch.com, and there is a listing on that webpage for practitioners around the world, as well as seminars, and maybe you can explain a little bit when they take the basic, it gives them basics to use what you've spoken about. What happens in some of these upper levels of classes?
Well, okay, so if people want to go on and become a practitioner and instructor, there's a couple of YouTube videos on the Quantum Touch. You look up Quantum Touch and instructor requirements or practitioner requirements, and you can watch Jennifer talking about, you know, which classes you need to take and how many hours of practice and such you need to become these things. But we've had a major new development in Quantum Touch just in the last 2.5 years. I discovered another way of running the energy that is so powerful. It not only takes Quantum Touch to the next level, but it goes beyond. This thing is so exciting. We call it Quantum Touch Level 2. I've seen that, for instance, when somebody's standing before me, and almost everybody has their hips twisted, where the left side is high in front and the right side is high in the back because the whole pelvic girdle is twisted. And you can untwist it in about 10 seconds without touching a person. And you can work on inflammation and organs and glands and systems and work more quickly, more powerfully than ever before, than I ever imagined. In fact, I did a lecture recently up in the Bay Area, California, and I had about 75 people in the audience, and some of them were skeptics and whatnot. And after doing a few demonstrations, I said, how many of you would like to experience this? And most everybody raised their hand. I said, well, if you want to, just stand up. I did a meditation that took about 15 seconds. And I untwisted the entire audience in that 15 seconds. This is a basic human skill also. I've taught probably about 1,500, 2,000 people now how to use the level 2 work. It astounds us because we didn't even know we could take the power to the next level and have a kind of freedom we had never even imagined, where... You know, you can sit across the room and work on the person's, like, okay, this was the last seminar I taught in Toronto. A woman sitting there in the room, somebody is in the chair near her, and he's staring at her foot. And she had broken her foot when she was 13, and she always walked with a lot of discomfort because the bones were out of alignment. They had never gotten properly aligned. She was, you know, late middle-aged. And, you know, 10 minutes later, her foot's fine. I mean, just nutty stuff like this, and we're doing it faster and easier and more powerfully, and we're not even touching anymore. And I've done it over Skype, done it over the phone. It doesn't matter because it's showing the bigger story. It's not only can you do this stuff, but it shows that consciousness affects matter.
Consciousness now, affects matter for the distant healing.
Yes, and because, you know, that's the big story because, you know, 400 years ago, the big story was the Earth goes around the sun. That was the big story. We're not the center of the universe. You know, Galileo, you know, figured it out because he saw Mercury having phases like the moon, and he put it together and said, okay, the Earth is going around the sun. Well, the big story now is that your love is actually a real force that changes the outer reality. And we can learn how to focus and amplify that love to have a direct impact on the world and the people around us, that your love is really valuable. It has power. And it changes things. It changes everything. That our love is phenomenal. And we've been sold a bill of goods to feel that we're helpless, because that's not true.
That's right. That's right. You know, it reminds me of the water doctor.
Dr. Moto.
Yes, he puts the words on water. Even the intention of someone who wrote that word and puts it on water, and they have seen the
But if you look at what Dr. Dean Radin has written and said about Dr. Moto and the testing he did with Dr. Moto, you'll find out that it looks like Dr. Moto exaggerated. Because what happened was there is an Emoto effect. It really does happen, but it's like less than 1%. So if you were to look at 50 slides of the water before and 50 slides of the water after 1,000 people had meditated on the water, you wouldn't know which group of slides had had the meditation, because apparently Dr. Emoto cherry-picked. He took thousands of pictures and took a pretty one and an ugly one and called one a before and one an after.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, and no one can replicate his work because it isn't actually true. What is true is there really is an Emoto effect, but perhaps he felt the need to exaggerate it or something. And Dr. Dean Radin went, you know, from Noetic Healing, the head researcher there, did this research and said, no, there is an Emoto effect, but it's not what he says it is. It's very, very small, but it's real. And what I have is an effect that is extremely profound and dramatic, and it's not subtle in the least. When somebody's hips are off by 2 inches or an inch and a half, and you measure it, and the chiropractors and the osteopaths in the room measure it, and then you measure it 10, 15 seconds later, and it's completely different.
Yeah.
You know, that's not subtle. That's immediate.
Yeah.
Now, the idea that Emoto is putting out is correct. Unfortunately, he was exaggerating, it appears.
Yeah, well...
And I, by the way, I like to tell the truth. I don't want to either exaggerate good stuff or diminish good stuff or to promote something that isn't actually true. I want to cut it right down the middle.
Absolutely, Richard, and that's why I brought you on the show, because I know firsthand that this stuff is real, and it's a shame not to share.
I agree.
It's just absolutely amazing. I've got somebody in the chat room who's asking a question. Can QT help with nicotine addiction?
Well, the way it has helped other people with nicotine addiction is whenever you feel, as you're getting off of the nicotine and you feel the withdrawal, you know, then you get some energy work done and it can relieve withdrawal symptoms.
Instead of having another cigarette to relieve it. That makes sense.
Get some quantum touch to relieve it, sure.
Yeah, that's really wonderful. Well, I see that we have about 15 minutes. We're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, We'll have some more questions, hopefully, on the call line and in the chat room for you, and as well as we'll share some more information on QT and some testimonials. That would be great.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you, Richard. Again, we're with Richard Gordon, founder of Quantum Touch, and we're speaking about the healing modality that Quantum Touch offers to help so many people, pets, and it's very, very easy to learn and very, very, very effective, both in person and distant healing. And Richard, we have you here still?
Sure do.
Okay, great. Yeah. I think the next thing I would really love to talk about is something that you had mentioned about that experiment where they took the hearts that were beating differently at different times in the lab, and when they were brought together,
mm-hmm.
that they resonated and started beating on the same biological entrainment. Can you explain that and explain what biological entrainment is?
There was a lovely book written years ago called... something like, was it, In Search of the Wild Pendulum, kind of like a takeoff on the Wild Herb book. But the idea is that when two things are vibrating at different frequencies, they tend to come together and match. So frogs will chirp and crickets will crick, and women menstruating begin to line up their cycles, fireflies will blink, and even... pendulums of grandfather clocks, when pushed up against the wall, they'll all eventually become in training together, and even disembodied animal hearts, as you mentioned, will eventually line up. Now, this is a function of entrainment, where things tend to come together. Well, the practitioner of quantum touch learns how to use the breathing, the body awareness, and love to raise their vibration, and then through an entrainment process, the person you're working on lines up and matches the vibration that you're working on, so that their body intelligence takes over and does the healing their body wants. Now, an interesting sideline to this is that you may think you're working on their eyesight, but their sinuses gets better. Or you think you're working on their sinuses, but their headache goes away because the energy is going where it's needed. We even had one woman who was getting a session for neck pain, and her hearing came back in her left ear, and she hadn't heard out of that since she had been a teenager. So we really think we're directing the healing, but the truth is the body intelligence is directing the healing, not our limited consciousness and point of view.
Oh, it's just so phenomenal. It really is just amazing. And if only we could see energy and see it flow, people would understand. And it just seems so intangible and not real, but yet we can watch television and not see the waves going through beyond these cordless phones and and talk, and we don't question that. So a lot of times it does take witnessing and experiencing to really see there's something to it. And, you know, there's a question in the chat room right now, as a matter of fact, and they want to know about this study of HUNA, if I'm pronouncing it right.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It sounds similar. Have you heard of HUNA before?
Well, of course, yeah.
Okay. And so is it along the same lines?
Well, HUNA actually has some really interesting parallels to the work. HUNA is, to a large extent, working to align yourself with your higher consciousness and your subconscious so that you can allow your desires to manifest in a smooth, powerful way. Quantum touch is a little more designed for hands-on healing. And it also is using the breath, as is the HUNA. And we've had a lot of people who practice HUNA learning quantum touch and being really thrilled that you can instantly see things happening right there and then. So it's a very complementary thing to HUNA.
And okay, thank you for that. And when you talk about breathing, Richard, what is that exactly that you're actually feeling your breath come in and out of your fingers?
It's not just your fingers. We're obviously, I mean, as you know, we're moving through our entire body.
Sure.
We're moving the awareness through our whole system, and then it goes all through the system, affecting all the chakras of your body, all the major energy centers, and then it comes out your hands. And
then, now what's happening. Okay.
That's
right.
What's happening there. And then, the fingers are getting it, but it has really brought energetic from all the chakras through you long before they see it.
Okay. Yes, because I noticed you do address the chakra system in the class and waking it up. So that's great. So, all right, then I've got a biggie question for you.
Okay, good.
How would you describe what life force energy is?
Well, I think the easiest way to describe it would be the animating current of life, the thing that differentiates living from dead, that current that flows through us all the time, that seems to leave when we die. Mm-hmm. It's that spark of life, the thing that the biologists won't talk about because they don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And
can't see it, can't measure it.
Yeah, and if they note that some things are alive and some things aren't, they're pretty clear about that one. They got that right. But they don't have, I mean, here's the most central question in all of biology. What is life, right? It's the one question they seem to avoid more than anything else because they don't have any way of measuring it or understanding it. They just notice that when things don't have it, they're not alive anymore. But what we're doing is we're taking that energy of that life, which is really like a love force, and we're just learning how to harness it, focus it, amplify it, and then give it to another person for their own benefit and healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something that we tap into so easily with this quantum touch, and there's somebody asking how to increase the effectiveness of QT on oneself, as the vibration is already raised in yourself. That is.
Yeah, well, that's a tough question because the deal is you are running energy through yourself, which is already you. And some people, like me, have had more difficulty working on myself, and And my students said, no, don't teach that. I've had fabulous success working on myself. Mm-hmm. So what I've been discovering is some people are very good at working on themselves. Maybe it has to do with the function of self-love. I don't fully understand it. I'm always studying it and trying to learn more. Other people have more challenge working on themselves, but, you know, it's not a terrible thing that we need other people and that we can receive love from other people. So
right.
The general rule of thumb, but
uh-oh,
definitely
love yourself,
is not...
right?
Definitely. But the general rule of thumb is that working on yourself is not as easy, fun, or powerful. But that is not always true, because sometimes total miracles happen. I remember one woman told me the story, and she even wrote it up years ago. This was before I started cataloging and keeping stories, but this was a beauty. It's a terrible story at the beginning. She had been moving some heavy exercise equipment in her home, and this huge weight fell on her fingers on the wood floor, 200 pounds, and trapped her fingers to the floor, and she didn't have the strength to lift it. And she couldn't even get to a phone. But she did manage somehow to pry it off her fingers when she received her second shock that her fingers were flattened. And she was a nurse, and she knew that that would mean amputation. And she was poor single mom with two kids, and she couldn't afford to not work and to have her life kind of be ruined. So she went downstairs and found two ice cubes, because that's all there was in the freezer. And she put them on her finger and wrapped her hand up. And before she went to her neighbor's house to beg for a ride to the hospital, she decided to walk around the block once or twice just to catch her breath and to try to bring herself to a more peaceful state. But while she was doing it, she was holding her hand and running the energy into her hand. And just before she walked to the neighbor's house, she decided to look one more time at her hand, which is when she received her third shock, because her fingers were round and pink and she had full mobility in them.
Isn't that amazing? I'm sure there's a lot of people sitting there thinking, yeah, right.
Hey, but, you know what I'd say? I'd say, first off, I love skeptics.
Yeah.
Because skepticism is an honest place where you don't want to see people deceived and you don't want to see people believing dumb shit. You want them, excuse me, and you want them to know what's really true. Yeah. You want them to know what's really true, and you don't want to see people lied to or manipulated. And I feel the same way myself. Second thing is, go on YouTube and look up Quantum Touch and turn on our Quantum Touch channel and look at, you know, the roughly 50 stories I put up in the last 3.5 months. These are people who attended the workshop and are telling their own stories. The woman who was told by her doctor, in a year you're going to be blind and in a wheelchair because of your rheumatoid arthritis. And she says to the doctor, no, thank you. And she goes to a dog show, of all things, and some woman's doing Quantum Touch there. And she found out how good her body could feel again, and she continued doing Quantum Touch, and now she has full use of her legs.
Oh,
you know,
what a beautiful story.
I mean, it goes on and on. I mean, we've got these incredible stories just by people. You know, just one of the most recent ones is, actually not most recent, but we just put in the newsletter, in the last newsletter, was a man whose daughter accidentally slammed the door on her fingers, and the door was all the way closed. And
it
was screaming, terrible pain. Her fingers were bent back the wrong way. And he's like beside himself. He's working on his daughter. He's like, oh, please, if this is ever going to work, let it work this time. And he's working on her. And he said, and after a while, she says, can I go play now? And he says, yeah. But he needs to rest and relax and kind of get his sense of self back. After about 10 or 15 minutes, he is shocked because he's seen her playing with her brother. And she's hopping on all four legs like a little froggy. And she's using her fingers, and she's hopping off of her fingertips. Going, and he says, are you okay, Mia? And she waves her arms in the air going, la, 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 la. She's having a fantastic time.
Oh, isn't that great? And again, we didn't have time to talk about it. We're running out of time. It's just been so fascinating that children as well work on adults. And they are able to be taught that. So parents and children I've seen in the workshop, it's just amazing stuff. So, and they don't have the doubt, so they really go full blast. It's amazing. So I want to thank you again, Richard, so much for coming. And again, for everybody, if you're interested in looking into Quantum Touch and what it's all about, I really highly recommend it. It's at www.quantumtouch.com. and explore the website and see if there's something you can take, because it really will be rewarding when you use it on somebody. It's just wonderful. So with that, Richard, bless you. Thank you for your, foundation. And take good care of yourself, and we'll be looking forward to taking another class with you.
Love it. I will take the level 2 because it'll blow you away.
I love it.
Sounds okay, take good care.
Take good
okay.
care, Richard.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Take good care, everyone. Thank you for listening. This is Alternative Talk Radio, and our website is www.alternativetalkradio.tv. Good night, everyone.
Sankalpena samarpitam tava vibhuti.